Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi guys, it's Wendy here again with Charlie Jane Speaker. I'm going to talk about how to embrace and find the younger generation of meeting planners. Let's face it, times have changed and it's important for you to keep up, not only to keep up with the changing times, but learn how to embrace the younger generation of meeting planners and organizers. When I look back many years ago, and even some still today, speakers were sending out their speaker's kit to meeting planners and organizers in hopes that they would open up their packet of information and hire them to speak at their next event. Unfortunately, and in most cases, this wasn't the way it worked, and it became very frustrating, a struggle, and it still is for many speakers. So what happens to all those pieces of marketing material you're still sending off? All the DVD demos you worked so hard on and invested so much money in? All the material you had printed and copied and spent hundreds of dollars doing so, what happens to all of it once it leaves your hands? The truth is, they end up gathering dust on the planner shelf or possibly tossed out. Harsh, I know, but it is true. Why? Because not only have times now changed, but the planners get hundreds of unsolicited packets of information that makes it impossible for them to get through. Nor do they want to. Plus, they have so many other tasks on their plate, and finding a speaker really is not the only thing they have to get ready for their event. So the best advice on this, don't send out all your marketing material unless it's requested by the hiring party. So how do you solve this problem? And also, how can you reach out to the younger generation of planners? First, stop sending your speaker kit information through the mail unless it's requested. I'm not by any means saying not to do mailing campaigns, because if they're done properly, this is a good thing. But you know, you just need to do it effectively using simple campaigns such as a postcard campaign to a very targeted group. Second, make sure that you have a strong online presence and that you're embracing social media. Who makes up the majority of planners today? Yes, it is the younger generation. And where do you find them? They're online, they're hanging out in the social media crowd, they're interacting, they're looking, they're searching, and they're finding their experts online. And a lot of them look through the social media outlets. Many of your younger generation of speakers are going to have this down to a science already. They are amidst the social media realm. They know how to use it, they know how to embrace it to benefit the success of their speaking business. So, I say to those of you who may think maybe using social media is a waste of time and you prefer to stay in the old school mode, that you may want to really rethink your strategy, because if you don't get yourself online and build yourself a strong online platform, which includes embracing social media today, then you're going to find that your speaking business is going to suffer. It will become a struggle for you to keep up with your competitors. You may think you have enough referrals to stay afloat, and that's great, but what about the new ones? What about keeping up with the changing times? My suggestion is to hop aboard, enjoy the ride, and join the thousands of speakers that have learned to use social media to their advantage. Leverage it and build a successful speaking business. Perhaps you already set yourself up with a Twitter account, a Facebook fan page, YouTube, LinkedIn, and more, but you're not getting the results you thought you would, and you just don't know what the heck to do with it all. So much to do, and there's so much to learn, and so little time to do it, especially when you're trying to grow a speaking business. But this part of your speaking business is important, and it's called marketing. Something that needs to be learned, something that needs to be done on a regular basis, and done effectively to get the results that you want. In my many years of working with speakers, I have come to understand the top three important ingredients of speaking success is to be a specialist, know who your audience is, and who you're meant to serve. Know how to market effectively and keep up with the changing time. This builds a strong platform, a strong expert platform. Build relationships and follow up. Build relationships and follow up. That is very, very important. That's it. And while there's more to each one, but in a nutshell, if you can figure out how to leverage and implement them properly, you're really going to see amazing results. If you need help, give us a call or visit us online. And you can also send me an email, wendy@charliejane.com. And that is WENDI.